I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The state of Iowa's largest teachers union is calling on state education officials to revise guidelines advising against requiring masks at schools to prevent transmission of the coronavirus. The State Education Association says face coverings should be required and that schools can make exceptions for some students. Dr. Megan Srinivas, an infectious disease specialist, spoke on a briefing hosted by the Iowa State Education Association. She says it's easier for the virus to spread in closed areas like classrooms.
Especially if we're not taking precautions that we can, such as face coverings.
The Department of Education says schools can choose to require masks, but the agency warns enforcing a face covering rule could raise issues with training and liability. A new survey of business leaders suggests the economy has started to recover as businesses reopened the last month in 9 Midwest and Plain states, including all 3 Siouxland states. The region's overall index jumped into positive territory at 50.3 in June from May's 43.5. Any score above 50 suggests growth, while scores below 50 suggest decline. And the National Endowment for the Arts announced more than $44.5 million for funding for arts organizations through the CARES Act. One of the few Iowa groups receiving assistance was the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra received $50,000. A news release from the National Endowment for the Arts says the funding also includes state coronavirus aid. There were 855 groups across the country receiving the assistance for salaries, facility costs, and artist fees. Almost 20% of the money went to organizations in smaller metro areas like Sioux City, with populations below 250,000 people. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.